KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police in Mpumalanga have arrested two men in connection with the torching of 51 Putco buses on Monday night. An armed gang is believed to have carried out a wave of arson attacks at various depots where the company's employees were shot and assaulted. The provincial police's Donald Mdluli says one of the suspects was found with a victim's cell phone. He says they're searching for more culprits.
During the arrest of the suspect, one of them was found with a mobile phone suspected to be that of one of the victims, as well as an empty magazine for a 9mm pistol without any ammunition.
Lifeguards are monitoring the development of a cyclone off the Madagascan coast, which they say could affect sea conditions along KwaZulu-Natal's coastline. They've asked bathers to be extra cautious. It's after a group of five people was swept out to sea by powerful waves at Amanzimtoti Beach on Monday. Beach manager Jace Govender says high rip currents are expected to continue throughout the week.
We should start seeing the effects of these tropical storms over the next 3 or 4 days. So all beach users, please be aware of this advisory. Lifesaving South Africa will also once again like to inform all beachgoers only swim where lifeguards are on duty.
DA leader John Steenhuisen says he's requested a meeting with President Cyril Ramaphosa to discuss concerns over the signing of the contentious Bela and Expropriation Acts.
I'm glad that the President has heeded the call and discussions underway to arrange this meeting between myself and the President. I hope that this will be the first step in improving the relationships and stability and restoring trust amongst coalition partners within the GNU. We remain committed to the government of national unity.
Steenhuisen was briefing the media after the party's federal council meeting yesterday. He explained the DA's decision to file a formal dispute within the GNU.
Well, the two largest parties within the GNU needed to ensure that at all times there was consensus on government's program of action. Of late, this consensus has clearly been brought into question. The DA is obviously extremely committed to ensuring that this coalition government succeeds in its two primary objectives, increased and inclusive economic growth and jobs. It was for this reason that I wrote to the President.
And a potential ban on the aid agency responsible for helping Palestinians in Gaza has been described as disastrous. Israel wants UNRWA to close all of its offices in the country, claiming it's been infiltrated by Hamas. But the head of the organization says innocent civilians will suffer if they're not given vital supplies. Fadila Naim's among the hundreds of thousands of people who've returned to Gaza.
There is no home. I don't know where I will return. I will settle with my daughter or at a school. My house is destroyed and the homes of my son and daughter are all destroyed. Where do I go? I don't know where to go.
More than 300,000 Palestinians have entered northern Gaza as a truce between Israel and Hamas continues to hold. On the weather front, we've got a high of 30 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay today, Maritzburg 31. I'm Nitara Nadesan for Newswatch.
In your sports, we'll hear from Orlando Pirates coach Umandla Ncikazi ahead of this weekend's Soweto Derby in the Betway Prem. We'll also take a look at some of the Champions League fixtures happening tonight, and Betway SA20 action continues.